A woman who dedicated the majority of her adult life to public service in a western Massachusetts city was honored in a ceremony today. Part of a street that runs by Holyoke City Hall was dedicated Wednesday in memory of former city clerk Susan Egan. More than 75 people, including family, friends, former colleagues, and elected officials, came to honor Egan, who worked for the city for 43 years, more than 20 as clerk. She retired in 2013 and died 2 years later at 65. Former Mayor Elaine Pluta, a close friend of Egan, was among the speakers.
It will be our pleasure to drive down this street and remember Susan's love for and her commitment to the city of Holyoke and its residents.
Speakers praised Egan's professionalism and dedication to the job of city clerk, which has more interaction with the public than most other municipal departments. The clerk's office issues birth certificates, death certificates, marriage licenses, and dog licenses. It registers voters and supervises elections. The clerk is also the parliamentarian and record keeper for the city council. Council President Kevin Jourdain, who was first elected in 1993, the same year Egan was elected clerk, said her knowledge about the city charter and council rules was unsurpassed.
Throughout her tenure, she showed tremendous poise, a quiet steeliness to her, and she easily won re-election after re-election. I always had much harder time than Susan ever did on getting re-elected.
City Councilor Diosdado Lopez is credited with proposing that a portion of Dwight Street in front of City Hall be named in honor of Egan.
I hate to say this, but we don't have a lot of females things named after in this city, so we need to do something that is visible, and this is what we came up with.
Egan was the first woman elected city clerk in Holyoke. City Clerk Brenna Murphy McGee said Egan is a role model and mentor.
There's so many days that, you know, I have questions that need to be answered, and I know the only person that would be able to answer them would be Susan, and it always makes me sad not being able to pick up the phone and give her a call.
In addition to recounting her dedication and professionalism, colleagues also recalled her sly sense of humor, such as when she put a jar of mushrooms on the desk of a city councilor who'd been quoted in a newspaper story complaining about being kept in the dark on a financial issue. Suzanne Mead, who worked for Egan for many years, revealed they spent their lunch hours together playing cards.
I loved her. She was a great person, a great boss, and a great card player. We had a lot of fun together.
William Egan said he used to joke with his sister that perhaps after she retired, a small room somewhere in the basement of City Hall would be named for her.
We were all shocked, no, name a street after her. She'd be saying, "You people are crazy. Why you name a street after me? You're going crazy."
In addition to the dedication of Susan Egan Way, her framed picture was put on the wall of the clerk's office next to those of her predecessors. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.